Episode 3, What Does the Magic Do? Time and Space. In contemporary cultural and artistic production, there are a few works using magic as a methodology of storytelling. Speaking of time and space, the Black Quantum Futurism Collective could also be said to practice a transmission of knowledge. Here, whether from the past or the future, via storytelling infused with soft magic. They argue that interpretation of concepts such as time, space-time, causality, and interaction are more connected to Afrocentric understanding of these principles than with Western ones. Therefore, the methodologies coming from these ideas will be able to counter Eurocentric colonialist structures and conceptions of reality.
Theory for understanding the future aspects of life for Black people in America and how our present-day experiences reach back to redefine the past. We are using our African unconscious to predict future events, rhythms, to prepare for changes in one's environment, universe, and to prevent the ongoing extermination of a people. Black Quantum Futurism.
We have to look back to the ancestors' way, to their hopes and dreams. Their struggles and celebration have to become tools to read, interpret, and act in the present time.
Whatever I forget, I remember. Whatever I don't want to remember, I forget. Sonia Sanchez, Middle Passage. The first two lines of Sonia Sanchez's poem identifies the troubling reality of being Black in America, and the troubling reality of memory and how it plays a role in our daily lives. Black Quantum Futurism.
What reflects from this storytelling is a methodology relatable to the oral tradition of the Ores. Despite the non-linear complicated appearances, their application and results are down to earth. It's about real issues and real people.
Because linear mode of time, which dominates time consciousness in Western society, does not allow access to information about the future, and only limited information about the past. Rashida Phillips.
That would explain why most of the contemporary practices of this kind of storytelling I could find are from Black American culture. Indeed, recent Black American shows like Atlanta, Watchmen, Lovecraft Country make use of a surrealist magical tone to put an emphasis on and as an answer to the already surrealist world we live in, acknowledging we live and shift through the different realities of our environment. As Daniel Daddario puts it in his review in Variety.
Last year, Watchmen used elements drawn from genre fiction, in its case, the superhero comic, to tell a story about race as lived by generations of Black Americans. While this critic was skeptical of that show's ability to keep itself aloft in its early going, the series' potency and the clarity of its central ideas became impossible to deny.
Lovecraft Country uses outlandish horror and violence of the Lovecraftian genre as an inadequate counterweight to the very real horrors of racism, and at the same time, putting the intention and creation of stories as a true magical counterweight to those horrors.
Blacks in America have been forced to continue to reinvent ourselves through spirituality, imagination, metaphysics, and other forms outside of the notion of proven reality-based practices. We need to continue taking ownership of successful models of healing and transformation, and create surreal and horrific things that we encounter on a daily basis. Black Quantum Futurism.
Watchmen use its setting, the superhero genre, to explore thematics centered around generational trauma. It deals with complex and emotional ideals and puts it into a form that's both entertaining and engaging. Lovecraft Country also gets inspiration from comic books and science fiction to give the character agency to self-define and self-determine. With Octavius Brood, science fiction stories from social justice movements, Adrienne Marie Brown and Walida Yamarisha aims to uncover the truths buried in the fantastical and to inject a healthy dose of the fantastical into our search for truth. By using radical science fiction, speculative fiction, fantasy, horror, magical realism, short story, they revive this way of transmitting knowledge.
We believe that radical science fiction is actually better termed visionary fiction because it pulls from real life experience, inequalities, and movement building to create innovative ways of understanding the world around us, paint visions of new worlds that could be, and teach us new ways of interacting with one another. Visionary fiction engages our imaginations and hearts, and guides our hands as organizers. Octavia's Brood.
Naville Da Costa is a multimedia artist and activist based in Brooklyn, New York, whose intersectional identities as transgender, queer, and Black Dominican have continuously inspired his community-based work. With Fanny Sosa, artist and pleasure scholar, they created Black Power Naps,
a sculptural installation, vibrational device, and curatorial initiative that reclaims laziness and idleness as power. Departing from historical records that show that deliberate fragmentation of restorative sleep patterns were used to subjugate and extract labor from enslaved people, we have realized that this extraction has not stopped. It has only morphed.
During a presentation at the 2019 Creative Capital Artists Retreat, they talked about sleep deprivation and how the zombie trope was an Afro-Caribbean trope used to depict the horrors of sleep deprivation during slavery. The zombies were opposed to the trope spread by another trope, Afro-Caribbean folks being lazy and not prone to work. Death is perceived as the only way for Black folks to rest in peace in public space, and the nightmares would be that even then, you are revived for more zombiness. Style over substance. It is important to remember that what makes the strength of this type of storytelling is the themes and relatability of those themes. The magic comes only to accentuate. For example, with the Netflix show Jin, on paper it uses soft magic to further a story, but in reality it fails to stray from the classical Western way of storytelling where magic is a trope. The importance of the theme and the relatability was overlooked, therefore not delivering on the impact such a contemporary narrative could bring culturally, considering the richness of Arab folklore. As Amani Gabi, author at Millwall, puts it,
arguably, the show's biggest mistake is putting the focus on private school kids, missing their chance to capture the nuances that come with growing up with conservative parents that abide by Muslim moralistic guidelines. With the liberalism of the elitist classes associated with their Western education and alliances, Jin is only left to be seen as an illusory tale not related to Arabism, with its perceived immorality a mere sign of westernization rather than a show that holds up a mirror against an inarguably Arab society.
It must therefore be understood that what makes the strengths of this type of narration are the themes and the reliability of these themes. The magic only comes to accentuate them. In contemporary cultural and artistic production, the works that use magic as a methodology of storytelling do so to counter Eurocentric colonialist structures and conceptions of reality, to give agency to self-define and self-determine, and to transmit knowledge.